And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of the author and triathlete Meta Ivy Harrison, born Summit, New Jersey, 1970. Competed in her first triathlon in 2004 and won it, did an Ironman competition in 2006, meanwhile writing novels for young adults, including The Monster in Me, Myra Mirror, and The Princess and the Hound, and her latest book, a modernization of Tristan and Isolde, called Triss and Izzy, published last year. It's the birthday of the composer and pianist Clara Schumann, born in Leipzig, Germany, 1819. Her parents, both musicians, her father taught her to play the piano. When she was 8 years old, she met the 17-year-old Robert Schumann, who fell in love with her. Meanwhile, she became a famous prodigy, making her debut at the age of 11. Her concerts all sold out. She won all sorts of awards. Critics compared her to Beethoven. Robert Schumann proposed to her, and though her father did everything he could to stop the marriage, they took him to court, and they were married on the eve of Clara's 21st birthday. She continued to tour and to perform even as she gave birth to 7 children and raised them all, played her last concert in 1891, and died 5 years later at the age of 77. It's the birthday of Samuel Wilson, who was the original Uncle Sam. Born in Arlington, Massachusetts, 1766, he was a meatpacker in Troy, New York. He supplied beef to the army during the War of 1812, and he shipped it in barrels stamped with the initials U.S. to show that it was the property of the U.S. government. But his workers joked that it stood for Uncle Sam, which was Samuel Wilson's nickname. And in due course, people were referring to the government as Uncle Sam, who had never heard of Samuel Wilson. It was the cartoonist Thomas Nast who first drew Uncle Sam, put him in a suit with the stars and stripes, gave him a white beard, and it was James Montgomery Flagg who painted a World War I recruitment poster with Uncle Sam on it, pointing directly at the viewer and the words, "I want you for the U.S. Army." And it was on this date in 1848, a railroad worker named Phineas Gage, working on a railroad bed near Cavendish, Vermont, using a tamping iron to pack explosives into a hole in a boulder. The explosives went off and drove a 43-inch iron through his head, and he survived. He lived for 12 more years, during which friends noticed dramatic changes in his personality. He became one of the most famous patients in neuroscience. Doctors became interested in mapping the brain. They noticed a link, in his case, between the frontal cortex and social inhibitions. His skull and the tamping iron are on display at Harvard's School of Medicine. Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin entitled Days. What are days for? Days are where we live. They come. They wake us time and time over. They are to be happy in. Where can we live but days? Solving that question brings the priest and the doctor in their long coats running over the fields. Poem by Philip Larkin, Days, from his collected poems published by Frere, Straus and Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.